Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio, and you hear me every day on AM 1160. Hopefully, you're following me on YouTube, and I have YouTube Live today that I'm doing, and the best way, I always start every show by kind of saying these things. The best way to check me out, to find out everything you need to know about me, is just Google me. My name is Dan, D-A-N Frio, F-R-I-O, and you can find me basically all over the web. I am a mortgage broker in Chicago. If you're listening to AM 1160, you've heard me for about 10 or 12 years on here. So let's get today. Today, I want to go over some questions, and I wrote these down. I got these questions from my YouTube comments, and it's a lot of, I have probably 225 videos on YouTube, and every day people comment, and I try my best to reply, and or I get a lot of phone calls as well. So today I want to go over the first segment of the show. I want to go over common questions or repetitive questions that I get from viewers or and you know listeners. So let's get to it. I'll quit boring you with that things. So YouTube questions, FAQs, I'll put this. So one of the questions that I get a lot is in regards to seller credits. So when you're buying a home, here's what happens is you have a you need a down payment. OK, so let's say you're going with an FHA loan and you need 3.5% down. OK, what I mean by that is if it's a $100,000 purchase, 3.5% of that is $3,500. But that's not all the money that you need. You also need closing costs. So what those costs are, it depends on what lender you're going through. Hopefully you're using me because most of our costs in most cases are basically probably in the range of $500. The norm, if you Google it for your area, just say, you know, I'm in California. I get a lot of phone calls from California, Texas, Florida. Just Google and say the average closing costs to purchase a home in LA, and you'll see things there. In Chicago, the average closing costs from the lenders ranges, in my case, $500, but the norm is $2,200 to $3,200 in fees. Okay, that's just, I call those junk fees. So if you want to avoid about a $3,000 in fees, call me. I'd love to help. However, there are more fees involved than just that. You have all your legal fees. So when I'm explaining costs to people, here's what I go over. There's two buckets. There's the bucket of how much your lender, how much your fees are going to be from the lender specific. And then the next bucket is the cost for the attorneys and legal fees, such as you're going to have recording fees, tax stamps, deed transfers, filing of deeds, a closing fee, a title insurance fee. I'll go through other videos or I'll put together other videos kind of relating to those, and we'll go line by line to show you or explain to you what those fees are. So you got the lender fees. Let's say the norm, you don't use me, too bad. You lost out and you spent $3,000 more than you needed to. So you have $3,000 in junk lender fees. Now your legal fees are going to be another $3,000. So you need your down payment money, the 3.5% of your down payment, plus all these other fees, which in this case equals $6,000 more. So you're buying a $100,000 home. You need the $3,500 down plus the $6,000 in legal fees equals $9,500. You don't have $9,500. What do we do? There's one of the biggest things or most common things that I do. I work with the realtors with this is I say we want to ask the seller to issue us a credit to pay those legal fees. It's legal. I think it's line, they just changed the contracts here in Illinois. I think it's line 47 on page one. It says credit, seller credit. What that is a closing cost credit. Okay. So we're going to think of it as a rebate check. The seller is going to sell you the house and then give you a seller credit rebate check for $6,000. We're going to take that rebate check and we're going to apply that to your legal fees. Okay. That's a seller credit. And that credit can only be used for your closing costs. You can't use it toward your down payment. So again, you need your down payment, but then you have these closing costs. I reference a lot of times, most people reference these, that credit that you're going to receive is a seller credit. It's technically a closing cost credit. So this, we're making the seller, or kind of in this situation, we're moving those costs and we're having the seller pay those costs. Hopefully that made sense. So if you don't have a ton of money and you're looking to buy a house, you only have that percentage down that you need. And we're going to go through those percentages in this, the latter part of this section, or the second part of the show. But a seller credit, again, you want to negotiate that to have the seller pay your, give you a credit to pay your closing costs. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, the next thing is, I get this every day. Dan, what's today's 30-year fixed rate? Well, I can't answer that question. And if somebody does, they're completely guessing. And here's what I mean by that. I always reference interest rates as a la carte. And what I mean by that is, if you go out to dinner and you go to a place and you might have been to a steakhouse or something of that sort, and you buy a steak, the steak's $25. Then you want to add a salad. The salad's $5. Then you want to add a baked potato. That's $5. Then you want to add, you want mushrooms on that steak. Well, that's another $3. Everything is added on. So here's how mortgage rates work. If I sent you a mortgage rate sheet, I'd have you completely confused. There is no, you look down and say, the 30-year fixed rate is 5%. No. There's factors involved. The biggest factors involved in this is, what is your credit score? Okay. That is an a la carte item that will add to or subtract from your rate. What is your, what they call loan to value? The loan to value is the loan amount divided by the value of the home. So let's make this simple. A loan amount of $50,000. On a $100,000 home value is 50%. 50 divided by 100 is 50%. So the next line item in that rate sheet is, what is your loan to value? Is it 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100? That is a plus or minus to that floor rate. And I'm going to piece all this together in a second. Now, what kind of property is it? Is it a condo, a townhouse, a single family home, a two flat, a three flat, a four flat? So those are the different styles of home, manufactured, modular. All those are different styles of homes that will add to or subtract from that base rate. The next thing is it your primary home? Is it an investment property? Is it a second home? That is also minus or plus to the base loan. So let's go about this. The base rate today, just making this up, is 5%. Okay. You have a phenomenal credit score, 780. Okay. So now that's no deduction from that base rate because you have the best score in town. But you're buying a condo. Well, that's going to add to that rate. So now your factor rate or your base rate is 5, but banks add a condo bump to that rate of, and again, I'm making these numbers up. They change daily, and there's all kind of, every bank has a little different factors with this. But because it's a condo, they're going to add 0.25 to the rate. So now that rate, if you're buying a single family home, is 5, but if you're buying a condo, it's 5.25. Okay. So now the next thing is, we're going to say it is an investment property. Oh man, that's another add-on to the rate. So the rate started at 5. You're buying a condo, so that's now 0.25 more to the rate. Plus, it's an investment property, higher risk. So what happens is the lenders add another, and again, these numbers aren't precise because they change daily and by lender. But let's say that they're going to add, because it's a rental property, they're adding 0.75 to the rate. So now we have the base rate at 5. We have the condo adding 0.25 to it. And we have a rental property, and it's an investment property. Now they're adding another 0.75 to the rate. Now that rate on that specific property is 6%. And there's more factors involved to it. So if you call me, I don't know basically what I'm going to ask you. And I tell this to all my clients. It's a puzzle. Let me get the pieces of the puzzle. I'll put that puzzle together and then I'll get back with you and say, okay, here's exactly what the rate is. I'm not trying to divert that question, but if somebody answers you the rate's 5, they don't know if it's a condo, a single family home, a townhouse. They don't know if it's a rental property, your primary home. They don't know. They don't really know your loan amount. They don't know that loan to value that we discussed. They don't know anything about that. They cannot quote you a factual rate. So those are things that really tie into the interest rate. So again, if you called somebody and they said, oh, today's rate's 4, it's a guess. Because they don't have those pieces of the puzzle needed to calculate that rate or to accurately quote you a rate. So we're coming to a break here. If you would, stay tuned, because in the next section, I'm going to go through some more commonly asked questions from YouTube viewers and people that call in. But if you'd like to reach me personally, please give me a call. It's 630-338-1160. You can also find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. And also, please check me out on YouTube. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And thank you for tuning in and coming back. This segment, what we're going to talk about, I get this question a lot from people that I've already taken an application from. I've sent out the pre-approval. They now have a house under contract and they get their disclosures from me and they see on there the rate is floating. They're like, the first thing they do is call me and they're like, Dan, I do not want an adjustable rate. That doesn't mean you have an adjustable rate. What that means is we have not yet locked in your rate. And here's my best explanation of that. Okay, so you like or you're interested in buying Google stock. So you watch Google stock. You want to kind of pick a timing of it on when you want to buy that stock. Okay, that is your float period. Follow with me. So you like Google stock today. Right now, you see it. There's a little dip in it. You know that a little bit of bad news came out, but you know earnings are coming out tonight, and it's a good time to buy. So now you bought the stock. In our case, with rates, now we locked in your rate. So you own that Google stock. So again, let's go through this. While you're watching Google stock is basically the same as you floating your rate. We're watching rates. Now you went in and you bought Google stock. Well, that means we locked in your rate. Now we own that rate. And we have a duration of time to get you closed and into that house or into that loan within that time duration of our lock. So hopefully that makes sense. Credit scores. This is the question from a lot of people. What credit score is used? Where do you find those scores? What's the most accurate? What do lenders use? All those questions I get daily. So there is a sponsor of my show, creditscoresandmore.com. Okay, here's the credit scenario in a bucket. There are two major credit scoring systems, I guess I'll put it that way. There is a Vantage score. Okay, those are the scores you get from the free systems. Okay, those are the Credit Karmas, the Credit Sesames. Nothing wrong with those. Basically, what those are, again, we call them Vantage scores. They're educational tools that you can use. One of the sponsors of the show, again, is creditscoresandmore.com. I highly suggest you go there. It's a free system. You're going to go there and complete step one. Okay, step one will give you your Vantage score. All right, It is not a score that lenders use. So the first thing you might want to ask is, why do I then get that score? Well, it's the same score as you get on Credit Karma. But in my system, it's a very similar system to Credit Karma, but it's different. It gives you a little more bells and whistles than Credit Karma does. So again, creditscoresandmore.com, and complete step one, you'll get a credit score. Again, that's not the scores that lenders use, but it's a very educational score. And in that system, you're going to get credit monitoring. You're going to get credit alerts. You're going to get identity theft protection. And you're also going, the coolest thing of that site is it's going to view your credit and then search and tell you, these are the credit cards. These are the auto loans companies. These are the different creditors that you have the most likelihood of getting approved through that system. So what I'm saying is, you might be having a tough time getting a credit card. Go into this system, run it, create an account, and then go in there and check the credit cards that would most likely approve you. Okay, so now that is the free credit system. It's called Advantage Scores. Now, what scores and what system do actual lenders use? They use what's called FICO. Okay, the best way to get your FICO score, all your scores and the scores that your lenders will use, is to go to that website that I gave you, creditscoresandmore.com, and complete step two. Step two is going to, it's about $40. However, it's going to give you so much information that you'll now precisely know what credit scores you have and who is using what. Okay, so here's what most people don't understand or don't know. Each credit scoring system, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, each one of those have three different variations of credit scores or models. For example, TransUnion has a Series 4, an 8, and a 9. Okay, so now we got TransUnion has three models, so you have three scores there. There's more. Each one of those models has four different score variations. What are they? Well, one is your mortgage score. Two is your auto score. Three is your credit card score. Four is your insurance score. So depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking for an auto, then you have a TransUnion Series 4 auto score. Well, there's more. Well, same things apply to the TransUnion Series 8. They have a mortgage, a credit card, an auto, and insurance scores. Same thing with the Model 9. So basically, your TransUnion score, you have 12 different scores. But you didn't know that. Same thing with Equifax. Same thing with Experian. So you technically will have, just in those three, you have 36 scores. When I ask you, and I set up everybody when I do this, you know, what's your score? It's a 628. Which one is it? TransUnion Series 4 Auto? TransUnion Series 8 Mortgage? No clue. Deer in the headlights. So you need to know these things, and that's why, you know, I advise people to go to the creditscoresandmore.com, go to step two, order your credit reports. I'd be more than happy to, once you order it, to walk you through to see what's what. So that's the breakdown of your credit scores. I bet most people didn't understand that or didn't know that there are 36 scores or more and what's being used. So that's that question. So I just got this one on my way in today. I have a customer says, Dan, I have a bunch of money to put down on a property. However, in this case, it wasn't 20%. So they asked me, do I put all the money I have down so I can have a bigger down payment? Or should I go with the lower down payment option that you provided me and keep that extra money aside? Good question. And there's no right or wrong answer to that. But what I would say is, the first thing I would say is a dad, a homeowner, a home investor. How much in reserves do you have? And here's why. You buy that home. I did this. My wife and I did this on our first home. We bought our first house and we put every nickel we had down on the property, not realizing the next month we got bills where we weren't used to. We have the mortgage payment, which was about the same as we were paying in rent. We have cable. We have the city bill, which was water. We have electric bill. We have a garbage pickup bill. We have now a phone bill. We were just using our cell phones before, but now we have internet and cable and all that other. There is more bills than we thought, and we're like, we have no money. So the first thing I would ask is, do you have a reserve account? Because what we don't want to do is deplete every penny you have. Because if you get into that house, let's say you go in there, and the first, I had this happen to a recent client about 3-4 months ago. Thank goodness they had a home warranty, but they got in there and within 2 weeks, the water heater broke. Well, that water heater cost them about $1,200. It was one of those ones with the fan on the top and all this fancy stuff. And by the time they had it, you know, it broke. It actually leaked around. They had some issues there. But by the time they did all that, that was another $1,500 in cost that they didn't realize. And they called me back, and this is how I found out about it. They called me back and thanked me. They said, Dan, we're so glad that you gave us that option that we didn't have to put every penny down that we had, because if we did, we'd have no hot water right now. You know, those are the things you want to think about. And I, when you call me and you deal with me, I will treat you like I'm dad. And I don't care what your age is. You can be older than me, my age, or younger. I'm going to give you ideas, pointers, suggestions. They're only suggestions, and that's why you have two ears. It can go in one and go out the other. But I'm advising you on things that I don't want to put you in a bad spot. You know, a lot of my business comes from referrals. So if I do a good job for you, hopefully you call your sister, brother, aunts, uncles, coworkers, everybody about me that I can help. And if you listen to the first segment of the show, I probably, if they call me, they're going to save about $2,000-$3,000 in closing cost fees. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I actually YouTube lived this episode. So if you missed it, I have all my shows on podcast, but today I'm going to show this one as a YouTube. Hopefully I get a lot of clicks and a lot of likes and a lot of shares. And if I do, I'll start continuing to record more of these. So you can see out there what I do, how I do it behind the scenes to make sure I am legit. I am here at a radio station. My phone just fell a little bit ago. I got a phone call. It fell off the pedestal thing. But if you want to reach me personally, I answer every phone call. If I don't, because I'm here or with a client, somebody will take a message. I will call you back. I promise you. The best way to get me is 630-338-1160. Google me. Just Google Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. Also, if you want to email me, my personal email is dan.frio@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks for watching on YouTube, and stay tuned for tomorrow. God bless.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.